We want to welcome back to the show Comptroller Sean Scanlon, who joins us. He is the fiscal watchdog for the state of Connecticut. And recently a report came out, and Comptroller Sean Scanlon is here to talk about the general fund and our fiscal 2024 year and how we ended up. Comptroller, welcome back. What can you tell us about the report?
Well, good morning, Melissa. What the report showed is a continuation of the fiscal turnaround that we're experiencing here in Connecticut. You know, 10 years ago, Connecticut was in the midst of what the governor at the time's own budget guy said was a permanent fiscal crisis. Today, we've got a full rainy day fund of $4 billion. We've paid off about $8 billion of debt in the last 5 years. And we've ended the fiscal year, which is how we track our years from year to year, with 6 consecutive years of budget surpluses. So compared to 10 years ago, compared to 5 years ago, Connecticut is in a much, much better fiscal position. And we're going to continue trying to keep make progress in that regard, because it's good for all of the residents of Connecticut when Connecticut's budget situation is going in a better direction.
I'm hearing rumblings, Comptroller Scanlon, that the fiscal guardrails are once again in jeopardy of being taken away. Are you hearing that?
Yeah. So again, for your listeners, what are the fiscal guardrails, right? These are a series of budget reforms that we put in place in 2017 at the height of that fiscal crisis that have led to our success today. And I tell people all the time when they talk about this, it's a problem to have when people are asking, are we saving too much money, right? Like the opposite of that is not good. So, you know, I think these guardrails have gotten us to where we are today, which is obviously good, but they were created to solve a crisis, and we have solved that crisis, but we're not out of the problem that we're in. And so I have been sort of telling my former colleagues in the legislature to tread carefully on this. I know there's always, you know, a desire to try to find more money to help the folks that we want to help. And I certainly sympathize with that. But we have to be careful about this. And I have been having conversations both publicly and behind the scenes with a lot of people about this. And I think it will continue to be a topic of conversation. But I think, Melissa, I go back to where I started, right? This is a good problem to have. We've come a long way. And I think we just need to be cognizant of the fact of how we got here and figure out where we want to go. And if there's a balance we can strike, then okay. But I think we have to be careful.
Comptroller Sean Scanlon is here, our fiscal watchdog for the state of Connecticut. There was also a published report from your office, Comptroller Scanlon, and it looked at your annual losses. What did that report reveal? What were some big takeaways?
Yeah, last year I started this tradition as a new comptroller of documenting all the things that we lost as a state. And the premise behind that is that every single dollar that we spend is a dollar that came from a taxpayer. And while some big organizations can write off losses as, you know, it's just pennies on the dollar, we got to take every single taxpayer dollar seriously. And so for the first time ever, I released this loss report last year. It showed that we lost about $1.3 million, which doesn't sound like a lot in a $20 billion budget. But again, with the principle that every dollar is taxpayer dollars, we got to do a better job. What our report showed this year actually was we lost a little bit more money of $1.4 million. But the reason for that was because I think we're sort of holding the agency's feet to the fire to, number one, better report what they're losing every year because now there's a spotlight on them. But number two, to actually increase their, you know, due diligence and vigilance when it comes to loss. And I think that's why we saw them recoup almost triple what they recouped in the year before, because, again, the spotlight is on them. You know, last year there was a big story within this that the UConn riot cost us, you know, almost $100,000 when they won the championship. Thankfully, there was no riot this year, so we saved $100,000. And I think the more we can just show, you know, what we lose and recoup what we lose, I think we can be better safeguarding the taxpayer dollars. And at the end of the day, as a fiscal watchdog, I think that's my job.
So, Comptroller Scanlon, there was something else that I noticed, and I believe your name was on the list of people taking part in this conversation. There was a pediatrician roundtable discussion that was happening at the state level earlier this month. I believe your name was on on the list of people participating. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, so as the comptroller, I actually run the largest healthcare plan in Connecticut. Over 250,000 people get their health insurance through my office. And I have been holding a series of roundtables across the state and forums to talk to experts and different stakeholders, whether they're doctors, they run hospitals. In this case, it was a bunch of pediatricians and school-based health center folks, to talk about what Connecticut can do to make our state a better state when it comes to healthcare access and affordability. And we had a great conversation with the folks in that room in Westport last week, just talking about what we need to do to make sure that every child in our state has access to the kind of care that we want them to have. You know, I'm a dad, I know you're a mom. You know, it breaks my heart when there's kids out there that just don't get the help that they need, whether it's mental or physical. And I think this conversation was really good. And, you know, sometimes politicians do these roundtables for kind of show and window dressing, and they take some pictures and they move on. These are actually meant to be really informative. I've got a healthcare cabinet that drives policy changes. And there was three or four things that came up just in this 1 hour and a half conversation that we'll move on next year. And we had all the right people in the room. We had the commissioner of the Department of Public Health. We had key state legislators. And, you know, you'll see some action coming out of these, not just meant to be window dressing for me.
Can you give me a preview, comptroller? Like, what do you mean we might see some action? Like what?
Yeah, I'll give you one example. And again, this is wonky, but wonky policy leads to good outcomes, right? There's 300 school-based health centers in our state, meaning that there's a sort of more than a nursing office in a school. It's actually, you can get behavioral health, physical health there. Of the 300, only 90 of them report any data to the Department of Public Health, because only 90 of them are funded by the Department of Public Health. And so in that room, people were saying, well, hey, how can we know what's really going on in two-thirds of these things if they're not reporting any data because they're not getting funded by the state? And somebody said, well, why don't we just require those other two-thirds to report data to the state? And everyone said, that's a great idea, right? Has that ever come up before? Maybe. I don't know. But with all those powerful people in the room and different stakeholders, we now have sort of the buy-in to fix this. And while it may sound trivial, it's really not, because if we can see the trends of what's happening in 300 different schools, which is the predominant number of schools in our state, we can really better serve these kids and better equip these school-based health centers with the resources that they need to help those kids. And again, that's just one example of a concrete thing that we can just do. And I think I ran for office to get stuff done. I hate politics. I hate the Democrat versus Republican fighting all the time. I actually just want to get stuff done. And I think in these roundtables, we get concrete examples of how we can get stuff done. And I get to go to work every day and do it. And I love that.
Well, we love to hear that there are conversations, putting politics aside and just looking at what's best for the average Connecticut resident. And in this situation, talking about kids, we certainly want to know that they're getting the support that they need in their health. Comptroller Sean Scanlon, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing what else rolls out after these roundtable discussions, and certainly keeping a very close eye on those fiscal guardrails. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right. Comptroller Sean Scanlon here on WICC.